السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on these days, the days of Tuesday, is Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, that the scholars have also called Al-Jawab al-Kafi liman sa'ala ani dawa al-Shafi. Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa was written by Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Abi Bakrin, who is well known as Ibn al-Qayyim or Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, rahimahullah. The class we ended last week ended upon that hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أخبر أن الجهل داء وأن شفاءه السؤال. The hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made us understand that one major disease is al-jahl, ignorance. Ignorance is a disease. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ فَإِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. The cure for al-iyy, the cure for jahl, is what? As-su'al, questioning, asking, finding out, and studying, learning. That is the cure for the disease of al-jahl. We also mentioned in that class that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُنزِلْ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً. Allah has not لَمْ يُنزِلْ دَاءً, He has not sent down any disease, إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً, except that He has also created the cure for that disease. There is no disease except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created its cure. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim also said to us that وَهَذَا يَعُمُّ أَدْوَاءَ الْقَلْبِ وَالرُّوحِ وَالْبَدَنِ. This one includes the disease, whether it is connected to the qalb. We gave examples of the diseases of the qalb, of the heart, like al-jahl itself that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah gave it to us as an example, like ash-shakku, like al-hasad. We mentioned al-kasal, laziness too, and al-ajz, somebody always being unable to carry out what is necessary. We mentioned al-ham, al-gham, al-ishq. There is nifaq too. May Allah protect us. Nifaq, hypocrisy. Nifaq is also connected to the diseases of the heart. We also mentioned some of the diseases of the ruh. The four of them. Al-Massu, Wal-Ayn, Wal-Sihr, and Al-Hasad. When the Hasid suffers Hasad, that is from the diseases of the heart. But when the Mahsud, the one against whom the evil of Hasad is directed, when he suffers Hasad, he suffers it in his soul. May Allah protect us all from all of that. One of the scholars, rahimahumullah, al-Imam Muhammad ibn Shihab Zuhri, when he spoke about ignorance being a disease, he told us that al-ilmu khizana, knowledge is like the safe box. Khizana, banks have safe boxes, people have safe boxes in their homes. where they keep things of treasure in their homes. وَمَفَاتِيحُهَا الْمَسْأَلَةُ مَفَاتِيحُهَا, the keys to the treasures, the key to the safe boxes of knowledge is what? سؤال المسألة, asking. It was upon this note that we ended the class last week. But there's a question in the hadith that we read, and that question is necessary that we give a response to it. When those companions who went out, when one of them had a serious head injury, was asking the rest of them, what should I do? هل تجدون لي رخصة في التيمم؟ هل تجدون لي رخصة في التيمم؟ Do you find ease for me in that I should make tayammum? Should I make tayammum? Is there a way out for me? He asked this question and they said, no, there's no rukhsa for you. What you have to make is what? Al-ghusl, because the man had head injury. Thumma ihtalama, and then he had a wet dream, requiring that he ordinarily should make ghusl. But the head injury is there. It will prevent him from having a bath on his head. So what was applicable in his circumstance, as we explained in the last class, was tayammum. But they said, no, you shouldn't make tayammum. Water is available. So you must make a ghusl. The man made a ghusl and he died. Radiallahu anhu. Falamma qadimna ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ukhbira bithalik. Jabir ibn Abdullah said, when we returned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was informed about that. فقال, and then the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام, قتلوه, they have killed the man. The Prophet ascribed the death of the man to them, because he died as a result of the verdict that they gave to him. He now said, قتلهم الله, may Allah kill them too. قتلوه, قتلهم الله. We had said to us that the Prophet said, قتلهم الله, may Allah kill them, so that it would be zajru. He said it is zajran wa tahdida, by way of cautioning us and warning us, you people should not be answering questions you don't know. Don't answer questions when you don't know it. Don't attempt to provide a cure for a disease when you don't know about the disease. You don't know about the disease, say you don't know. Don't attempt to provide a question, an answer that you don't, it's clear, you don't know it. When you don't know, avoid responding. So the Prophet now said, قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ, may Allah curse them. A question would arise here. These are companions of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. How would he say, قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ, may Allah kill them, and they are his companions? The scholars have responded to this from two angles. The first angle is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions, Arabs generally, they have words that they say. They will say that word. The literal meaning is very negative, but that meaning is not intended. They will say a word. The literal meaning is very negative, but it is not intended. All that they wanted from that expression is that, make sure you don't do that deed again that made them to say that expression to you. Don't do it again. What you have done is bad. I give us example. Waylak. Waylak means woe be unto you. Waylun is woe. Woe betide you. Arabs say that a lot, but they don't mean it. When they say waylak or wayak, wayhak, what all that they mean in that is that you are falling into a mistake that was avoidable. So when they say waylak, all they mean is that you are making a mistake when you should not make a mistake. But literally what that word means is that woe be unto you. So Arabs have expressions. They will give that expression. The expression is negative for you to know that your action is also what? Negative, and you can keep away. There are other examples like La Ummalak. La Ummalak means you don't have a mother. But does that mean the person does not have a mother? He has a mother. Every person has a mother. But when they say La Ummalak, you don't have a mother, what they mean is that you are making a mistake. Because mothers caution their children away from mistakes. When a child makes a mistake, the person who usually would correct that child is the mother. The person who will also be blamed when the child makes a mistake is the mother. So when he says, when they say, La Ummalak, you don't have a mother, they don't mean that they are insulting you and abusing you that you don't have a mother. What they mean is that you are making a mistake you are not supposed to make. There are a lot of examples like these in expressions amongst Arabs. The literal meaning is very negative, but that is not the intended. Just like this. So when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, qatalahum Allah, may Allah kill all of them. Aw qatalu, they killed the man. Qatalahum Allah. May Allah, what it, all that he means, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that what they have done was bad, and it was something they were not supposed to do at all. They are expressions that the literal meanings are very negative, just to show that that action was bad and should be avoided. The second response that the scholars has given to this expression, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said qataluhu qatalahum Allah, is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, has reported from him that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni bashar, agdabu kama yagdabu al-bashar. O Allah, Allahumma inni basharun, I am certainly a human being, agdabu kama yagdabu al-bashar, I get annoyed as human beings get annoyed. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, agdabu kama yagdabu al-bashar. I'm a human being. Human beings get annoyed. I get annoyed too because I'm just one of them. One of the things he said about himself to alayhi salatu wasalam is that ansa kama tansaw. I forget as human beings forget. So he was a human being. Kul innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilay. So the Prophet was a human being, alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, Allahumma inni basharun agdabu kama yagdabu al-bashar. Fa ayyuma mu'minin aw mu'minatin da'awtu alayhi faj'alhu lahu zakatan wa tahura. O Messenger, O Allah, Allahumma, O Allah, inni basharun, I'm a human being. Agdabu kama yagdabu al-bashar. I get annoyed as human beings get annoyed. For ayyuma mu'minin, for any person of iman, male or female, da'utu alayhi, that I made a dua against, any mu'min or mu'mina, da'utu alayhi, that I curse, faj'alhu lahu zakata, make my negative statement to him, make my dua against him, faj'alhu lahu, make that dua for that person, zakat, a means of purification, watahura, and a means of cleansing him. So when he said that to them, alayhi salatu wasalam, that was why we refer to him as Nabiyur Rahmah. Yes, the statement, the expression was tough, but Allah would make that his expression, qatalahum Allah. It will be a means of what? Zakatan watahura. It will be a means of zakat. It will be a means of purification. And a means of what? Tahur. It will be a means of cleansing for them. So there is no negative. These are companions of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Allahumma inni basharun agdabu kama yagdabu al-bashar. Fa ayyuma mu'minin aw mu'minatin da'autu alayhi faj'alhu lahu zakatan wa tahura. For any person of iman, male or female, da'autu alayhi, I make a dua against him, faj'alhu lahu taha'a, faj'alhu lahu zakatan wa tahura. Make it a means of zakah, make it a means of purification for him, make it a means of cleansing for him. So for these companions, radiyallahu anhum, qatalahum Allah is zakatan lahum wa tahuran lahum. It's a means of purity, it's a means of cleansing for them. I hope that that would make us understand that hadith better. and the question that came regarding it, I hope that it is clarified. Father, today, bi-ithnillah, Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, if you have the copy on the screen with the tahqiq of Sheikh Bakr Ibn Abdillah Abu Zayd, that will be on page 6. But if you have the copy that I read myself, which is the tahqiq of Nidal Ibn Abdul Karim, that will be on page 92. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, continued. He said, وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنَّهُ شِفَاءٌ وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنَّهُ شِفَاءٌ What he would be telling us here, rahimahullah, is another example of the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُنزِلْ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً Allah has not sent down any disease except that he has sent down the cure for it. Allah has not sent down any disease except that he has sent down the cure for it. He gave us one example, like the disease of ignorance. Allah did not send down any sort of an ignorance. Ignorance itself, the disease, the cure for that disease is what? Learning, studying. He wants to now come from the angle of cure, that there are cures that Allah has sent down for every disease. The cure that Allah has sent down for every disease, ikhwa, it is the cure of the Quran. Whether that disease is qalbiyun, a disease of the heart, or ruhiyun, or a disease of the soul, or badaniyun, or a disease of the body. All those diseases, the diseases of the heart we mentioned, and others that we have not mentioned, they are cured by the Quran. Likewise, all those al-amradu al-ruhiyya, they are also cured by the Quran. Masul jinn is cured by the Quran. Al-ayn is cured by the Quran. Al-sihr is cured with the Quran. Al-hasad is cured with the Quran. All of these diseases are cured with the Quran. And likewise, al-amradu al-badaniyya, likewise, the diseases of the body, they are cured by the Quran. So Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, وَقَدْ أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنَّهُ شِفَاءٌ Our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَخْبَرَ He had given us information, subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ Regarding the Quran, أَنَّهُ شِفَاءٌ He has told us that the Quran is shifa'un, cure. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أَعْجَمِيُّ وَعَرَبِيُّ قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ The non-Muslims were a group of people who were rejecting the Quran. That occurs in Surah Fussilat. The expressions actually started from the 41st verse in Surah Fussilat. So you can go back to verse 44, verse 41. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالذِّكْرِ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَعْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم Allah now said وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ Let us go back for the purposes of study to the 41st verse in that surah, Surah Fussilat. Let us go back to verse 41 because what we read occurs from Verse 44, Allah said, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا They were rejecting the Quran. Allah says, لَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا If we had made this Quran something that you read in a language other than Arabic. If this Quran was something that you read in other than Arabic, لَقَالُوا, these non-Muslims would have said, the Arabs at the time, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ, how is it that its signs, its ayats, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ, why are they not clearly in Arabic language? Why is he reading Quran to us in a language other than Arabic? The first lesson here is that ikhwa, when you recite the Quran in a language other than Arabic, it is not Quran. Quran itself is read in Arabic. If it is not in Arabic, then it is not Quran. The non-Muslims were saying that لولا فصلت آياته, Allah said, لو جعلناه قرآنا عجميا, if we had made this Quran something that is read in a language other than Arabic, meaning that Allah has not made the Quran something that is read in other than Arabic. If you want to read the Quran, it is Arabic. If it is not Arabic, then it is not Quran. Because مَا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَجَمِيًّا, this is what it means. Allah says, لَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَجَمِيًّا, if we had made this Quran a book that is read in a language other than Arabic, but we have not done so. But if we had done so, لَقَالُوا, the Arabs would have said, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ, the original receivers of the Quran, they would have said, why is it that these verses of the Quran are not clear? Why are they in a language other than Arabic? أَعْجَمِيُّ وَعَرَبِي, should we be reading a book in a language other than Arabic when the messenger who brought it is an Arab? أَعْجَمِيٌّ, should we be reading the Quran in a language that is not Arabic, in a non-Arabic language, وَعَرَبِي, when the Quran was revealed to a person in Arabic, when we, the original receivers of the Quran, are Arabs? Should we have an Arab prophet? An Arab prophet. Should we have an Arab original receivers of the Quran? And then the Quran is read in a language other than Arabic. They would have criticized the Quran like this. But we have made the Quran as Arabic. So this criticism is null and void. Why? The Quran is Arabic. The messenger who has come to teach the Quran is Arabic. The first audience of the Quran is also what? Arabic. So the Quran is Arabic. The prophet is Arabic. The original receivers of the Quran are also Arabs. So that argument of theirs is a failure. Why? If it was not Arabic, they would have criticized it. Here it is. It is in Arabic. The Quran is in Arabic. So Allah says, "Kul, say to them, huwa lilladhina amanu huda." If you accept this Quran, it is hudan for you. It is guidance for you. It will guide you away from misguidance. Washifa'un. This Quran is also cure for you. Kul huwa lilladhina amanu. If you believe in the Quran for the people of Iman is what? Huda. Is guidance, washifa'un, and cure. The Quran is guidance and what? Cure. So in this verse, Allah makes us understand that the Quran has two things. It has hidayah, away from dhalala. It has guidance, away from misguidance. If you want to be guided in every matter, whether that matter is a worldly matter or the matter is from the matters of your religion, the matters of the akhirah, or you have amrad, you have illnesses, whether that illness is qalbiyun, an illness of the heart, or the illness is ruhiyun, an illness of the soul, or the illness is badaniyun, an illness of the body, the Quran is shifa'un for it. He says, "Kul huwa lilladhina amanu hudan." Every need for guidance is sufficed with the Quran. Ikhwa, every need for guidance is sufficed in the Quran. Every time you need guidance, consult, look at the Quran, read the Quran. So you find guidance for what you need to do in the Quran. Likewise, it is shifa'un. Likewise, you find your cure for your diseases in the Quran. So one of the cure all around, all time, every need cure for our diseases is the Quran. Ikhwah. The Quran, don't forget, the Quran is in Arabic. It is in no other than Arabic. Some say, can I read it in English? If you read it in English, you are not reading Quran. You still have a disease. Don't forget. Al-jahalu. Da'un. Ignorance is a disease. One of the major things we have learned here is that ignorance is disease. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama shifa'ul iyyi as-su'al. The cure for ignorance is asking, finding out, meaning that ignorance is what? A disease. Requiring what? A cure. If you need to be finding guidance from the Quran, and you need that guidance from the Quran, read the Quran in Arabic. Read it in Arabic. Understand it basically in Arabic. If you also want to find shifa'u from the Quran, the shifa comes with reading the Quran in Arabic. So the first cure you need to cure yourself is learning the Quran, being able to read the Quran in Arabic. This Quran in Arabic, it has hudan, hudan guidance, and what? Shifa'un, cure. It is absolute. It came in the Nakra. It is cure. This Quran is cure. Wallahi, ikhwa, Quran is cure. Quran is cure. Cure for every kind of disease. Whether that disease is ruhiyun aw qalbiyun aw badaniyun. The Quran is cure for the diseases. Allah said that to us in the Quran. That qul huwa lilladhina amanu hudaw wa shifa. Wa qala ta'ala. Allah also told us in the Quran. Wa nunazzilu min al-Quran ma huwa shifa'u wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. This Quran itself, نُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. What we have sent down to you, this Quran, it is no other than shifa'un. This Quran, نُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. We have sent this Quran, مَا هُوَ, that which is. What we have sent down, this Quran, is what? شِفَاءٌ. It is shifa'un. Wa rahmatun lil mu'minin, and a means of mercy for the people of Iman. Of course, that verse says, wa la yazidu dhalimina illa khasar. As for the people of injustice, kuffar, as the people of injustice, the mushrikun, they continue to increase in loss and upon loss. Why? When you deliberately oppose the truth, you increase in loss. If the truth is clear, then you set yourself as an opposition to the truth. You're opposing the truth, yazidu ka khusranan. It will be increasing you in loss and loss and loss. Why? You have set yourself as an opposition to the truth. You recognize the truth, you oppose the truth, you will be increasing in loss. That was why he said, wala yazidu dhalimina illa khusara. As for the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran, what we have sent down inside it is what? شِفَاءٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Cure for the people of Iman. This is another evidence that Quran is شِفَاءٌ. So when we read the hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ شِفَاءً. Allah has not sent down a disease. Illa anzala lahu shifa, and accept that for that disease, Allah has sent down a cure for it. One of the cure for all the diseases, ikhwa, is what? Al-Quran. One of the cures for all the diseases is what? Quran. Quran cures every disease, ikhwa. Reading the Quran, studying the Quran, following and obeying the instructions of the Quran, it is cure. It is cure for every disease. Allah said that to us in the Quran. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, returning to our text after he gave us two verses. where Allah told us that the Quran is cure for the people of Iman. Ibn al-Qayyim said, wa min ha huna, min here in this verse, wa nunazzilu min al-Quran. This min, this particle, min in this Quran, here in this verse, li bayani al-jinsi la li-tab'id. It is li bayani al-jinsi, to explain to us what exactly the Quran is. It is not libayani, it is not litab'id, to say that a part of the Quran, because it says one unazilu min al Quran, we have sent as part of the Quran. No, we have sent this Quran as cure. This Quran is cure. Cure from misguidance and cure from diseases. This Quran is cure. So it is this mean here, one unazilu min al Quran. We have sent the Quran itself as cure. So he said, mean here is libayan al-jins. It will explain to us what exactly it is that the Quran is. La litab'id. It is not to say part of the Quran is cure, other parts of the Quran is not cure. No, that's not what it means. It means that the entirety of the Quran itself is cure, because mean can be tab'id. That's why when some people explain that verse, the first verse of Surah Al-Bayyinah, they make a mistake because they don't understand the Arabic language. It is one of the things we have to do, ikhwa, paying attention to Arabic as a language. It will help your understanding and deep thinking about the Quran. It will help your reflection regarding the Quran when you reflect in the original language with which it was revealed. In Surah Al-Bayyinah, Allah said, "Lam yakun alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab." Lam yakun alladhina kafaru min, this min ahli al-kitab. It will make you, some people think that that verse means, "Lam yakun alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab wal mushrikina munfakina hatta ta'tiyahum al-bayyinah." These non-Muslims, it will say, "Lam yakun alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab." Those who disbelieve amongst Ahlul Kitab, as if there are those who believe amongst Ahlul Kitab. No. When the Prophet came, alayhi salatu wasalam, as that the end, up to the end of that verse, all those who do not believe in the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, who remain from us Ahlul Kitab, were kuffar. So when that verse says, "Lam yakunil ladhina kafaru min Ahlul Kitab," some those who disbelieve amongst Ahlul Kitab, no. What it means is that lam yakunil ladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab, those who disbelieve, lam yakunil ladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab wal mushrikeena munfakin, those who disbelieve amongst them were who? Ahli al-kitab and mushrikun. It's actually talking, describing is libayan al-jins. Like when it also told us in Ali Imran, Allah said, "Wal takum minkum ummat يدعون إلى الخير." جماعة التبليغ make a lot of evidences this verse. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ مِنْكُمْ, this mean here. They say it is لِلتَبْعِيد, but no, it is لِبَيَانِ الْجِنْسِ. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. You should be an ummah that invites to goodness. Not that some Muslims should be inviting to goodness. No. You as Muslims should be a group of people who invite unto goodness. That's why it says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf." I hope that it is clear. Mean can mean a part of. Mean can also mean you are describing what exactly that thing is. So when it says, "Wa nunazzilu min al-Quran," we have sent this Quran as shifa'un wa rahmatun. Not that we have sent part of the Quran as shifa, other part of the Quran for other things. I hope that it is clear. The Quran in its entirety is shifa'un wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. That's why every verse of the Quran is useful in looking for shifa. Every verse of the Quran, every verse, because Allah said, "Wa nunazzilu min al-Quran ma huwa shifa'un wa rahmatun lil mu'minin." I hope that it is clear. Back to our book, Ibn al-Qayyim said, "Wa min ha huna libayan al-jins." Mean here in this verse, "Wa nunazzilu من القرآن. It is لبيان الجنس. It is to explain what exactly the Quran is. لا للتبعيد. It is not to say a part of the Quran is shifa. He said فإن القرآن. This is because the entirety of the Quran, كله شفاء, all of it is شفاء, all of it is cure. قال في الآية, كما قال في الآية الأخرى, just like he has told us in the verse, in the other verse, that is the first verse, we know هدى وشفاء. كل هو يعني القرآن للذين آمنوا, for the people of Iman, Huda wa shifa, it is guidance for them and it is cure for them. So when he says wa nunazzilu min al-Quran, what he's saying that this Quran itself is cure for you. What we have revealed in it is cure for you. Allah has sent down the Quran and the Quran is cure for us. So Ibn al-Qayyim said, Fa in al-Quran kullahu shifa, the entirety of the Quran in its entirety is cure. كما قال في الآية الأخرى, just like Allah told us in the verse that came before. Ibn Qayyim said, فَهُوَ شِفَاءٌ لِلْقُلُوبِ. So this Quran, إخوة, شِفَاءٌ لِلْقُلُوبِ. This Quran is cure for the diseases of the heart. If you are greedy, be reading the Quran. If you are greedy, tilawatul Quran. If you have a shuhru, read the Quran. If you have hasad, be reciting the Quran. If you have a rape, you suffer from the disease of confusion. You are always ever confused, be reading the Quran. If you have al-kasal, you are lazy, tilawat al-Quran, be reading the Quran. If you have al-ishku, you suffer from infatuation with a woman, some men. They have infatuation. Women too have it, passionate love. If I don't see her, I can't sleep. They become so tied down as a slave to that woman in terms of their love and inclinations towards her, or to that man in terms of their love and inclination towards him. Iqra al-Quran, read the Quran, make tadabbur, ponder about the Quran, pay attention to the Quran. Likewise, the diseases of the ruh, if you have somebody suffering from ain, read Quran to him. If you have somebody suffering from masul jinn, is afflicted by the jinn, read the Quran. Like the one we gave as an example, a young girl who was walking on the street. It happened far away in the Western world. I repeat this. If it were at home, say, we're in Nigeria. But it happened in the Western world. She was walking on the street. A bird came, flew into her. Read the Quran. Read the Quran. One day, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he was walking by. This incident happened during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And Al-Imam al-Tabarani has reported it in his book, Ad-Dua. Al-Imam Ibn Sunni has also reported it in Amalul Yawmi wal Layla. It also occurs in Tafsir Ibn Kathir under the verses that we shall read. The point here is that everywhere in the Quran is shifa'un lil mu'minin. Everywhere in the Quran. Not just Al-Fatiha. Not just Al-Falak. Not just Surah An-Nas. The entirety of the Quran is shifa'un. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. This Quran is shifa. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, one day he was walking on the street and then he saw Mubtalan, a man was on the ground, rolling on the ground. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu went to him. فَقَرَأَ فِي أُذْنِ الْمُبْتَلَى. He read some things in the ears of the man who was rolling on the ground. فَأَفَاقَ. The man stood up. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was told about what Ibn Mas'ud did, a man was rolling on the ground, sick and ill. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه passed by him. He looked at him. He read some things in the ears of the man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ma qara'ta fi udhunihi? What is it? فَحَاسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ إخوة, these are the last verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Go back to them. أَفَحَاسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْكَرِيمِ وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ إخوة, if we have more time, we will have explained this portion of the Quran. It will make us understand more that it is a very, very efficacious verse or portion of the Quran. But like we have said, the entirety of the Quran is Shifa. I mentioned this part of the Quran so that we know that everywhere in the Quran, even if it's Surah Al-Masad, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahabi wa Tab, read it. It is Shifa'un lil Kulub, it is Shifa'un lil Arwah, it is Shifa'un lil Abdan. Everything about the Quran. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that to the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Walladhi nafsi biyadihi. I swear by the hand, the one in whose hand is my soul. لو أن رجلا موكنا قرأ بها على جبل لزال. لو أن رجلا موكنا. If a man who makes dua with yakin, who makes dua with certainty of iman, right from the depths of his heart, certain about getting a response from Allah, certain about his need, certain about the fact that nobody answers dua except Allah. لو أن رجلا موكنا قرأ بها على جبل. If he reads these verses of the Quran upon a mountain, لزال, that mountain will go off. It will be pulverized. Don't forget. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لَوْ قَرَأَ بِهَا رَجُلٌ مُوْكِنٌ مُوْكِنٌ بِهَا أو he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا مُوْكِنًا قَرَأَ بِهَا. If a man who has certainty of iman, right from the depth of his mind, if he read this verse upon a mountain, لَزَالَ, that mountain can go off, meaning that no matter the situation, if you read أَفَحَصِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا, this hadith occurs in Amalul Yawmi wal Layla, and it is hadithun hasanun. It has a reporter in it, Abdullah ibn Lahia, and this report is from his ahadith that are authentic, because it has been reported from him by Abdullah ibn Wahab. It was reported from him also by Abdullah ibn Maslama, ibn Ka'nab al-Qa'nabi. These are those who report a hadith from Ibn Lahia with authentic chains. And Sheikh Salim al-Hilali, in his tahqiq on Amalul Yawmi wal Layla by Ibn Sunni, he greets this hadith as Hassan, and it occurs, and Allah knows best, that it is correct. So this hadith is sound. What is the point? We come back to our book. The point is that Ibn al-Qayyim said, فَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ كُلَّهُ شِفَى. The entirety of the Quran is cure. The entirety of the Quran is healing. كَمَا قَالَ فِي الْآيَةِ الْأُخْرَى. Like Allah told us in the first verse, that قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. He went on and said, فَهُوَ شِفَاءٌ لِلْقُلُوبِ. So, and is cure for the hearts. مِنْ دَاءِ الْجَهَلِ. from the ignorance, from the sickness of ignorance. This Quran is shifa'un lil qulub, cure for the hearts, min da'il jahal, from the disease of ignorance, wa shak, and from the disease of shak, doubts, wa rape, and from the disease of confusion. Quran is cure for it. He said, rahimahullah, falam yunzilillahu subhanahu min as-sama'i shifa'an qattu a'amma wa anfa'a wa a'zama wa anja'a fi izalati da'i min al-Qur'an. This is a major point we have to read many times. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, falam yunzilillahu subhanahu min as-sama'. Allah has not sent down anything from the heaven, shifa'an, as a means of cure, qattu, in any sense. Allah has not completely, absolutely sent down any cure, a'amma, that's more encompassing, wa anfa, that's more beneficial, wa a'zama, that's more greater, wa anja'a, that's more effective, having more athar, more impactful, more influential, fi izalati da'i, about removing illnesses, min al-Quran, better than the Quran. There is no cure better than the Quran. There is no cure that cures so many things like the Quran. You can find a disease useful for many, you can find a cure useful for many diseases. Go. You can find a cure so vast, it can cure so many things. You can find a cure very effective. The Quran is more effective than it. If you have a cure that cures so wide range of diseases, the Quran cures wider range of diseases than that one. If you have a cure that's very effective, that's great, the Quran is a greater cure. He said, rahimahullah, فَلَمْ يُنزِلِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah has not sent down from the heaven shifa'an, any cure, qattu, absolutely, a'amma wala anfa'a, that has wide range of cure, can cure so many things, wa anfa'a, and more beneficial, wa a'zama, and greater, wa anja'a, and more effective and influential regarding the disease, min al-Quran, better than the Quran. There is no cure better than the Quran. There is no cure. Ikhwa. So the Quran is, like Yorubas will say, bubu ni sheh. Reading the Quran. Pondering about the Quran. Following the injunctions of the Quran. The more your relationship with the Quran, the more you solve your problems. The more you read the Quran, the more you study the Quran, the more you follow the injunctions of the Quran. The Quran. Because this Quran itself is shifa'un for us. Say, wa nunazzilu min al-Quran ma huwa shifa'un wa rahmah. This Quran that I have sent to you is cure for you, and it is rahmah for you. May Allah grant us from the huge benefits in the Quran as a means of cure from dalala, and as a means of cure from amrad. The Quran is cure for everything. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim now wanted to give us an example. Because sometimes somebody, if you say the Quran is cure, he's thinking that it is when someone has a problem with jinns. Oh, it is when he has ayn. Oh, it is when he's suffering from hasad. Oh, the Quran can only cure diseases of the heart. It can cure nifaq, it can cure shak, it can cure rape, it can cure al-ishq, it can cure al-ham, al-gham, sadness, grief, anxiety, disorders. The Quran can cure it. People think like this. They don't know also that the Quran also cure al-amrad al-badaniya, the diseases of the body. The Quran will cure your cancer, it will cure your obesity, it will cure your diabetes, it will cure your wounds. Al-Imam Ibn Hazm rahimahullah, he mentioned the Quran as a means of cure for big boils and tumors. Big boils and tumors. I'm sure when I say tumors, you know what I mean, because tumors give birth to the cancerous cells. I think tumors develop. The next stage of tumors is that you have cancer. Long ago, Ibn Hazm said we used to recite Quran, make ruqyah, and those things will go. In fact, he said we tried it many times. We had people who had this disease. We put them side by side. We have other cures we use, other medicines we put on it. We say, you be putting this one on it. This one, be reading Quran on it. Be making ruqyah on this one. So those ones that have ruqyah are faster to get cures than those ones that we are putting medicines on it. He said, we did that many times. Jarabnaha, we tried it and did it again, and did it again, and did it again, and did it again. So, ikhwa, Quran is shifa'un. The Quran is cure for everything. This is not now to say, some people can say, are you now saying that we should not be going to the hospital? We should be using the Quran. Use it as the second means of cure. The first one, Quran. Then hospital. Use the two. As you are in the hospital, be reading Quran. Because the two of them are not opposite themselves. They are both means of cure. So as you read Quran, as you recite the Quran, finding cure. If you have another cure again, add it to it. If you have another thing to add it to it, there's no blame in that one. It is not to say, this discussion is not to say, oh, they have said we should not go to the hospital again. No. But we are making Muslims know that you have an alternative. You have another thing you can depend on, which is the first and the foremost in the first place. Because the one who removed that disease, even if you use those medications in the hospital, is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who sent down the Quran is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the cure you use in the hospital, who sent it down? Allah. So you see, they are not exclusive. They are both the same. So read Quran. You can also use other means to cure your diseases. But ikhwa, don't leave out the Quran. That is the mistake we have been making. We have been finding cures for our diseases and we have been leaving the Quran aside. Add the Quran as the first thing, then employ other things. The Quran, Quran. Allah, your Lord. He said, وَنُ نَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran is shifa'un wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. And al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, lam yunzilillahu min as-sama'i shifa'an qattu a'amma wa la anfa'a wa la a'zama wa la anja'a fi izalati da'i min al-Quran. Lam yunzilillahu, Allah has not sent down from the heavens shifa and any means of cure, amma wa anfa'a, more encompassing, more beneficial, wala a'zama, more great, greater, wala anja'a, full of more influence, more effective, fi izalati da, regarding removing illnesses and diseases, min al-Quran, better than the Quran. He said quickly, let's quickly go to the story, even though it's a bit of a long story, but it has to do directly with what we have read today. The Quran as a means of shifa on for every disease. He said, rahimahullah, wa qad thabata fi sahihain. It's authentically reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, min hadith Abi Sa'id, from the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, qal, who said, intalaqa nafarun min ashabin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safratin safaruha. A number of companions of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, they proceeded. Intalaqa nafarun, a number of the companions proceeded, mean aw fi safratin safaruha, they proceeded on a journey that they made. Hatta nazalu ala hayyin min ahya'il arab. They went on that journey. They continued on the journey. Hatta, until Nazalu ala Hayyin min Ahya al-Arab. They stopped over so that they could rest before they continued their journey ala Hayyin in one small village, min Ahya al-Arab, amongst the Arab villages in the desert. Fastadhafuhum. So they asked them to accept them as guests in their community. Fa'abaw an yudhayifuhum. But they rejected. We don't want you to stay here. Don't stay over here. He said, Faludiga Sayyidu Dhalik al-Hayy. So the head of that community, Ludiga, he was bitten by a scorpion. Scorpions bite, did they sting? Scorpions sting. He was stung. Ludiga Sayyidu Dhalik al-Hayy. So the head of that community was stung by a scorpion. Fasa'au lahu bi kulli shay'in la yanfa'uhu shay'un. Sa'au lahu, they began to make efforts for that man, bi kulli shay'in, using every kind of cure that they knew, la yanfa'uhu shay'un, but nothing from all of those was benefiting the man. Faqala ba'duhum, one of them then suggested that law ataytum ha'ula ar-rahat alladhina nazalu la'allahu an yakuna 'indahum la'allahu an yakuna 'inda ba'dihim shay'un law ataytum ha'ula ar-rahat. Maybe ataytum, you should go to ha'ula ar-rahat, those groups of men who came, who wanted to stay with us. Maybe we should approach them. Alladhina nazalu, those who wanted to stay with us are asking us, hey, let us stay here, that we have rejected them to stay. Let us go and ask them. La'allahu, perhaps, an yakuna inda ba'dihim shay'un, maybe one of them would have something we can give to our head. This scorpion bite is serious. We have used every medicine that we know. The man is not cured. Fa'atawhum. So they came to the companions, radiallahu anhum, faqalu. They said, ayyuha rahat, oh, you group of people, inna sayyidana ludiga, our head, our village head, has been stung by a scorpion. وَسَعَيْنَا لَهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَا يَنْفَعُهُ. And سَعَيْنَا, we have made serious efforts, بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, using everything that we can know in our disposal. لَا يَنْفَعُهُ, but all of these things are not bringing in any benefit to him. فَهَلْ إِنَّ أَحَدٍ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, does any one of you have anything? Is there anything with any one of you that we can use? فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ, one of the companions said, رضي الله عنهم, نعم, I have. وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَرْكِي, I can read some things to the man and he'll be cured. وَلَكِنْ وَاللَّهِ اسْتَضَفْنَاكُمْ فَلَمْ تُضَيِّفُونَ, I can read some things to that man and he'll be cured. But the problem was that istadfnakum, we asked, we requested to stay with you. Falam tudayifuna, but you rejected to host us. Fama ana birakin lakum, so I will not read anything to your head. Hatta taj'alu lana ju'la, unless you give a recompense. If I read something, you must give me something. Because we had asked for you to host us, keep us as your guests tomorrow, but you rejected. So if you now need our help, it will not be free. I must collect something. فَصَالَحُوهُمْ عَلَىٰ قَطْعِئٍ مِّنَ الْغَنَمِ. So صَالَحُوهُمْ, they went into an agreement, peaceful agreement with them. عَلَىٰ قَطْعِئٍ مِّنَ الْغَنَمِ, over some heads of goat or sheep. The scholars from other riwayats, they deduced that there are about 30 goats. If you want me to read something, I will read, but it will not be free. Why? Because when we asked you to host us, to keep us as your guest, you rejected. Fantholako. So this companion, they agreed. The companion went. Yet fulu alayhi, he was blowing on the leg. وَيَقْرَأُ, and he was reciting Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Which surah is that? Suratul Fatiha. فَكَأَنَّمَا نُشِطَ مِنْ عِقَالٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا نُشِطَ مِنْ عِقَالٍ. It was as if the man was freed from a rope he was tied down. He was reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. In some riwayat, it said that he read 7 Surah Al-Fatiha as he was reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. He says, فَكَأَنَّمَا نُشِطَ مِنْ إِقَالٍ. It was as if the man was broken loose from a tied down. He was in a tied down position. From a tie, he broke loose. فَانْطَلَقَ يَمْشِي. He stood up walking. وَمَا بِهِ قَلَبَةٌ. مَا بِهِ عِلَّةٌ. مَا بِهِ قَلَبَةٌ. He didn't have any problem. He didn't have any disease. He just stood up and started walking away. That is the head of the community. The time is fast spent, but we can stop here. We'll come back to these hadiths in the next class, inshallah, about the Rahman. We can answer just one question. The time is fast spent. This is maradun badaniyun. This is a disease of the body. I have seen a woman that was beaten, that was stung by a scorpion before. We had to take her to the hospital. What we are saying is that as you take that person to the hospital, you also add something to it. In fact, many times before they get to the hospital, they already find some cure. One girl is looking at me now. She has been stung by a scorpion before. So these are situations. One woman is looking at me now. She has been bitten by a snake before. So add the Quran. Quran is shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This Quran is cure. Ikhwa, this Quran is cure. This Quran is cure. May Allah make it beneficial to all of us. Let's go back to the Quran. Quran, ayyuhan nas.
Assalamu alaikum.
We can take one question. Alaikum salam.
It reads, what should a student of knowledge who find it hard to contemplate upon the Quran do, sir?
He should avoid those things that destroy his mind, that preoccupy his mind. If you are planting, you add fertilizers, you add water, is it not? You must remove the weeds. Because the weed will not allow your water and your fertilizer to be useful to the plant. So if you are doing something good, you must remove the things that will spoil it. So stop getting busy with the social media. The social media preoccupies the mind. It will be corrupting your mindset and will be serious distraction for your mind in terms of contemplating the Quran. From the things that also increase that is mixing with a lot of people, good and bad. It's a major means of distraction, mixing with people. He mix here, he's there, he's talking here, he's the one talking there, he's the one talking here, he's the one talking there. He wants to contribute here, he wants to add, you want to be everywhere. If you are like this, it will be difficult for you to be a person of full contemplation of the Quran. Because it means for most of the times you don't have your mind to yourself. Your mind is divided in one argument, in one debate, in one issue, in one trouble, in one quarrel, in one fight, in one problem, every day and everywhere. So if you are trying to read the Quran, you are trying to be a person of the Quran, you are paying attention to the Quran, deliberating about the Quran content, contemplating about the Quran, reduce your talk, reduce your interactions, reduce so many things you do in terms of getting busy with other than the Quran, reduce it. So you relate, you speak to people as it's necessary. You relate to people as it's necessary. If a place is not necessary, you don't go there. You are a very reserved person. You have your mind to yourself. You have your attention to yourself. Isn't Allah your prophet? But if you are just reading the Quran, you'll be having distractions. The social media is a serious one from these issues. Allahu Alam. Can we call it a day today? Isn't Allah, we are coming back to this issue. We are coming back to the Quran. We are coming back to this hadith with a fuller explanation, inshallah. We can call it a day today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Keep these questions about the Rahman. Keep the questions. About the Rahman, keep the questions.
Naam ya Shaykh Ali. Barakatuh.